Go to HoustonTexans.com to register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. October's nominees are offensive tackle Dwayne Brown, guard Ben Jones, and wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins.
Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network, in your neighborhood, in case of emergency. Ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
All right, I'll take you a little stroll through my locker. Ain't much of nothing, really. I got some fish oils. I don't know, they tell me it's good for me, so I take them. A Breathe Right, I wear those every day. Got some swimming goggles for the off season. Do a little swimming in the pool. Got some headphones. Listen to some country music from all time. Some shampoo. Some duct tape. You never know where you can go wrong without no duct tape. Gotta have that in your locker to fix something that's broke. Some tape. And my shoes and clothes. That's about it in my locker. Got some old cleats from last year. That's about it. Empty Gatorade bottle. That's about it.
I like that segment. Ben Jones has duct tape in his locker. And, you know, you can do anything with duct tape. Anything at all with duct tape. It can cure anything. It can fix anything. It's awesome.
What do you usually do with duct tape, Mark?
Anything, really. I mean, I always have, like, different colored rolls around the house. I'm a little bit of a duct tape obsessive personality.
All right. We've gotten a little too much information here, but guess what time it is?
It's time for Mailbag, presented by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game. Win great stuff. What do you got?
We're going Mailbag old school because Mark is going to answer. Drew's out entirely. All right, here's our first one from Julia. With Clowney due to return soon and Merciless playing so well in his place, how do you see Whitney's role in the near and long-term future?
I could see that. Here are a couple of ways to look at this. You could see them bringing back Clowney when he's ready as a pass rush specialist, maybe only on third and second and long, play him maybe 25, 30 snaps a game or so, you know, ease him in that way, and maybe you sit Whitney or Brooks Reed. Yeah, Whitney's a good pass rusher now. He had a good game against the Colts. You could see that happening. Or if Clowney comes back and he's ready to play first, second down, be an all-down player, Whitney could be that pass rush specialist. Maybe you sit Brooks Reed out on those long downs for the defense. In any case, I see all three guys getting into the mix, presuming health, because you can't have two guys play the outside linebacker position the entire game. John Simon got into the last game, had a sack, and he was just signed about 36 hours before he played. So all things are possible.
Here's a good one here. This is from Dale. On a national scale, right, do you see J.J. Watt having Jordan or LeBron status?
Not quite, okay? Jordan, come on. I don't think LeBron has Jordan status. I mean, I'm serious about this. I mean, Jordan won six titles, but I understand where the question is going. Watt has taken things to a whole different level, one we haven't seen here with the Houston Texans. Andre Johnson, to me, is still the greatest player in franchise history. Watt is only in year four. Think about that, only year four. Let's just enjoy the moment week to week. I thought that was a tremendous moment against the Colts. I felt like it was Earl, Monday Night Football in the Dome in the 70s, and I'm so sad they didn't finish the job that night. But we've got a lot more J.J. Watt to watch. Let's enjoy it.
But we've got a little bit more J.J. Watt to watch right now because we're seeing him on commercials all over the place, and we had a chance to get some of his outtakes on some of his dancing moves.
You want some of this? This is my jam. Come on, Brandon, let's do this. Come on. Music was awesome.
Oh, that's a great song.
Really good song.
So does this mean we change the Nene to the JJ?
To the Mark and Patty A? I don't know. Look, are we going to get a penalty for having a group celebration here? JJ's not much of a dancer, but that makes me feel better about my lack of dancing ability.
All right, well, I think it's time to close this show out. We had fun. Hopefully you did, too, and that you will be with us this weekend. Actually, on Monday, because it is a Monday night game in Pittsburgh. Texans Countdown Live from 6 to 7, leading us up to kickoff. And then be sure to flip right back over to Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Wrap Live, where, Mark, hopefully we are wrapping up a victory and bringing it back here to Houston.
Yeah, could be special Monday night football. Hey, this is what it's all about. You're going to the Steel City on a Monday night. Get fired up.
Have a great weekend, everyone.